to help bring them back to you. For my family's lost and dying, and my words just don't get through.
I can pray until the walls come down, till there's healing all around. That's something I can do. I can pray in my secret place, calling on your name. That's something I can do. I can pray. Healing all around, that's something you can do. You can pray in your secret place, calling on His name. That's something you can do. You can pray. I know you hear.
When the night comes
when you're all alone, when there's trouble stirring in your soul, and if your world is falling apart, well, just hold on, for the morning breaks to dawn. Come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. At the feet of Jesus, come and lay your burdens down. When the deepest sorrow weighs on your heart, when you've prayed for answers but the answers never come, for every tear that you've cried, well, there's a promise, He will make your burdens light. So come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. At the feet of Jesus, come and lay your burdens down. When we see Him face to face, all our worries will surely fade away. In the presence of His glorious light, we'll sing hallelujah to the one who gave His life. So come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. At the feet of Jesus, come and lay your burdens down. Come and lay your burdens down.
Everybody, let's all stand. We're going to sing My Name. I Know My Name Is There. We'll sing the first and the last.
My name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I rise above all doubt and strife and read my title clear. I know, my name is there. I know, my name is written there. While others climb through worlds of life and carve a name of honor, high up in heaven's book of life, my name is written there. I know, my name is there. I know, my name is written there.
Good to see everybody. Please remain standing. We're going to sing Standing on the Promises. We'll sing the first, the second, and the last.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen. Get around, shake hands with folks. Welcome each other to the service. Amen. Good to see you this morning. And let me make some announcements. We talked to Brother Kearney, and Brother Kearney is just real close to being able to have papers, and he has to actually go through. He did some plans, and we were questioning those, but they submitted them anyway, and he needs an architect engineer. You all know, if you don't know anything about building, an architect is the decorator, makes everything look pretty, but the engineer is the one that keeps people from getting killed. Okay, the engineer and you have several engineers that are in plant. You have civil engineer, you have the structural engineer, you have the electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, and all kinds of engineers, right? And that's what you have to have in the plans, a complete set of plans to build a building. And so he's got to go through that process. And so we're going to look at missions, and I would ask you to give extra in your missions, giving weekly if you can. And he needs about $3,000 for that, and so we want to uphold him as our missionary, and so we need to look at that, and I'll talk to Brother Arnold, see what we have in the account, and we'll work that. So give extra in missions. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our old me. Amen. So we need to be willing to do that and help with that. One of his pastors got married. And so we got him married, we got the other one married, and we aren't going to have any more single men pastoring. So we're going to be biblical and not get in trouble, amen? So Brother Kearney, he's working through it. And pray they had some instruments stolen, and so their orchestra, they use that. If you see any instruments out there, grab them up, okay? If you see something that somebody's not using, or somebody wants to sell for a little or nothing, get it and bring it here. We'll get it to them. They can always use those. So we'll take care of that. That'll be a blessing. Let's be a blessing to them. Don't forget, next week is our outreach. Amen?
Next week
is our outreach. We're having escargot.
What's that?
Snails. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a food in Spain and all that.
No, it's French.
French
Helping Marissa. No, we're having outreach. Invite people out, and Darian will be here to entertain. Amen. And so we, but come out and be part of what's going on, and it doesn't hurt. And we have a great time fellowshipping.
Amen.
Some of the fellas, Elijah and Darian, and some of the guys from. We have a short Bible study afterwards, and
Amen.
We have a good time with that. But we have a good time, and so we want you to be part of that. We're sowing the seed. Amen? And so be here for that. Mother's Day is coming up when? 12th of May. And so Miss Creed will have a spread for you ladies. And
I'll get something.
Yeah, get something, and then she'll have a spread for the men, and it won't be as good. See if we can get some scrapple donuts or something.
Oh,
we're not doing that? Why not?
Are you in charge of that?
No, you are.
Okay, then we're not doing it.
Okay, whatever. I can't preach. I'm depressed. Amen. So be in your place for everything. Invite people to come. Let's pray for the folks that trusted the Lord as Savior the past couple weeks. We want to get them baptized and get them disciples. So pray for that. Amen. Let's have the ushers come. Let's receive God's tithes and our offerings. Let's be faithful. Anybody miss a meal this week? I'm not saying should you have missed a meal, but did you miss a meal this week? Roof over your head, amen? God's been good to us,
amen?
And so let's be faithful, giving back to him. Glade, pray for us.
Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for your many blessings and help us not to take the gift of salvation for granted. We came in this world with nothing, and we're going to leave with nothing other than an eternity in heaven or hell. So we pray all these tithes and offerings will further your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Where's all my friends? Come on down. Hurry, quick. Right here, right here, right there, right there, right there. Right here, right here, right here. Stay right. Stay still. All right. All right. How's everybody doing? Is it okay? Anybody get married this week?
No.
No, you're not married yet?
Yes.
You got married?
Yes.
To who? To who? You don't know, do you?
Pizza.
Okay. Okay. How many of you know what it means to obey? What does it mean to obey? What does shh. It means to what? To listen to your parents and to do something. Okay, they tell you to do something. So how do you obey after you listen and they tell you to do something? How do you obey? How do you obey? You do what they told you to do, right? Right? So you can listen and know what they want you to do, but unless you do what they want you to do, it's not obedience, right? So if your mom tells you to take out the trash, how does she know you obeyed her? Come on, help me out. Come on. Huh? How do you know? Talk to me. How do you know? How does she know you obeyed? Because you took out the trash, right? There you go. And so we're going to talk today. We're going to look at a group of people that were disobedient to God. It says in the chapter we're going to look at today in the message, disobedient to the Holy One, to God. When God tells you to do something, you need to obey Him. Right? Amen? Now, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, that's the first obedience. Amen? Obey. We'll have to sing obedience song one day. All right, let's sing Jesus Loves Me. Here we go. Ready? Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so, little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Sing. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. All right, we got a pretty good little choir up here. Amen. All right, get a treat and head back to your seat. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Head back. Get your treat. Pretty. Isaiah chapter 1 today. Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. We begin a study today through the book of Isaiah. And we'll work through it as God leads. Isaiah chapter 1, look at verse 1 with me. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupters. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They have gone away backward. I want us to look through this, and I want us to think about this morning as we get into this chapter and begin this book with the thought of court is in session. Court is in session. Israel and Judah are separated. Israel, the northern kingdom. Judah, the southern kingdom. Isaiah was the son of Amoz. It's mentioned seven times in the book of Isaiah. Tradition tells us that Amos was, tells us his father was a prophet. Amos was a prophet, and Amos was son of King Amaziah. And Israel was a prophet during the reign of four kings of Assyria. The one that's mentioned often in Isaiah is Sennacherib, and we'll read about him. He was a prophet during the reign of seven kings of the northern kingdom of Israel, and he was a prophet to Judah, although he had a burden for Israel too. And in verse 1 we see the kings that he prophesied under: Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, 791 to 687 BC. A lot of time. The book of Isaiah is chock full of 13 doctrines, and to 13 doctrines to be exact. It's a doctrinal book. Isaiah was able to prophesy about the redemption of Israel and the purging of God's children, and he was also able to prophesy, among other things, about Emmanuel and God coming, the Lord Jesus coming to be born and to die for us. We begin the book today in a time that God's children are under indictment. They are under indictment, and we enter the courtroom. Our path will take us through the preliminaries today before we adjourn. As we observe, we must ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to the obvious parallels that exist today, not only with Israel, but in our own country, in our families, and in our own church. Make no mistake, God wants us to take this scripture personal. He that hath an ear, let him hear.
Amen.
And so as we look at this portion of Scripture, I want you to first of all see in verse 2, and notice in verse 2, we see the prosecutor and the judge in verse 2. It says, "Hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken." The Lord has spoken. This is God, God Almighty, our sovereign God, the God of Israel, and he is speaking. He is the prosecutor and judge. There's not going to be any questions there. They're going to be synced together. There's going to be cohesion. There's not going to be any compromise or disagreement between the prosecutor and the judge. And we see the witnesses, and the witnesses are unusual. You look at verse 2, it says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth." Those are the witnesses, the heavens and the earth. The heavens and the earth. Why were the heavens and the earth the witnesses? Because they were there when God made covenant with Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 26 says, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed." Chapter 30 and verse 19, same book, Deuteronomy, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Deuteronomy 31 and verse 28, "Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in the ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them." You see, really, the only thing that really listens to God and follows God in perfect harmony is heaven and earth.
Amen.
And that's his witness. They are the ones that have been around since he made covenant with them. You say, "Preacher, what are you talking about covenant?" 613 commandments are recorded and make up the Mosaic Law. Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers contain them. Deuteronomy is the covenant book, and he brings that, and he echoes over and over again to learn the commandments and live the commandments and teach your children and the children's children the commandments. And so the heavens and the earth are the witnesses. God promised them in Deuteronomy and all throughout the Old Testament, if they would obey the laws, they would receive both spiritual and material blessings. That's pretty simple. And so the witnesses are there, the prosecutor is there, and the judge is there. We see in verse 2, Again, we see the charges. What's the charges? He says at the end of verse 2, he says, and they have rebelled against me. He says before that, he says, I grew you up. I made you great. I nourished you. I nourished you, and you rebelled against me. That's the charge. That's the charge. And so here we are. We've got the judge and the prosecutor. We have the witnesses here. And he says, here's the charge. You have rebelled against me. Now, he makes a contrast before he moves on to the evidence. And the contrast is in verse 3. He contrasts the children of Israel with animals. An ox and an ass. And these are domesticated animals. And in essence, he says, an animal like an ox and an ass know how to follow and obey their master. And you're worse than them. You're worse than them. These are God's chosen people. These are the ones he nourished and made great. And he says, you're worse than an animal. You don't listen. Now notice, Proverbs 7 and verse 22, he goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of stocks. Proverbs 26 and verse 3 says, a whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. Now, listen, folks. That's a pretty bad contrast. This vision, Isaiah, the prophet, is listening to God, and he said, "I'm judge and prosecutor. I've got my witnesses, and I want you to understand. Here's the charge: you rebelled against me, and because you're dumber than an animal." Not something you say to woke people. It'll probably kill them. And so court is in session, and we see the charge. There's a comment made. And now we see the evidence in verse 4. I want you to notice the evidence in verse 4. He says, ah, sinful nation. That's the first evidence. Statement of evidence. You say, preacher, what's so important about that? Well, they were a sinful nation. But that word nation there is a word that is used in conjunction with Gentiles, not Israel. So he takes the word that's used for the Gentile nation that doesn't know God, doesn't care about God, doesn't worship God, and he puts it to describe God's, supposedly God's people. He says, you're a sinful nation, just like them, who don't know me, who never knew me, who never had a chance to understand me, who were never blessed by me. Ah, sinful nation. Notice the second evidentiary statement. A people laden with iniquity. What is it saying there, preacher? It's saying this. That word laden means great or heavy or thick. It says they were crooked and perverse. They were levy. They were thick. They were heavy with crookedness and perverseness. That doesn't describe people of God. Crooked in their ways. Perverse. That should be describing people that don't know God.
Wow.
They didn't deal honestly. People of God should be honest and ethical and have character. You're taking good things, and they take good things and make them perverse. good things and make them shameful. Things that God has given us and turn those around to use them for personal gain or for to hurt. Crooked. Can't trust it. Can't be trusted. And then the other next evidentiary statement, he said, children are seed of evildoers. Seed of evildoers. You understand what it's really saying? It's saying that they're having kids that are going to be evildoers just like them.
Wow.
This is not the seed. This is not supposed to be Abraham's seed. The seed that is planted sprouts up, and the fruit is rotten to the core. They, mom and dad, the Israelites wanted their children. They should have wanted their children to grow up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord and be great men and women of God. But instead, they were reproducing evildoers. And then it goes on to say that in verse 4, children that are corruptors. They acted corruptly. You heard about people that says everything they touch turns to gold. Everything these people touched was turned to corruptness. Corrupted. Take something and a family, the family unit, and corrupt it. To take the word of God and corrupt it. To take the worship of God and corrupt it. To take the love of God and corrupt it. The next statement of evidence says they have forsaken the Lord. In other words, they went opposite direction.
Right.
When it was time to worship, they were doing something else. When it was time to pray, they were doing something else. When it's time to be doing the right thing, they were doing the wrong thing. Notice again, the next statement, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. That means, that, and what did it was, if you study, they had become apostate. They had, it was like they never knew God's word, they never knew the law. Nothing. They were completely opposed to God. And then the last statement says they are gone away backward. They went full on apostate and turning away from God. They backslid away from God. This is God's people. And he makes the charges here. The prosecutor is there. The judge is there. The witnesses are there. He makes a statement and he gives a contrast and he gives the evidence. And the evidence is there. But let me close by making application. As we adjourn this session of court today. The application must begin and end with us personally. We must make a personal application with this, folks. Because we live in a day and age when, if you were listening, this sort of describes America.
Yes, sir.
We are not God's chosen people. We are not a special people. But
God gave us this nation, I must believe that God gave us America.
Yes, sir.
I believe that. But these describe us today. They not only describe us as a nation, they describe our families. They describe our churches. We've turned away. We've turned away. I hear people all the time say, "Pastor, I can't believe what's going on in our nation." Folks, listen. Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and he has demons, and some of them are in the flesh. Apostate. Rebellious. Nothing is sacred. From the baby in the womb to a woman being a woman or a man being a man. It's not sacred. We have taken our dictionary and butchered it. The slang and the wickedness that goes on in the words of America are out of control. And every day, it just seems we push the envelope just a little farther. Was something crazier. People are trying to destroy people. I read just this week about a principal or an administrator in a school that was not renewing a teacher's contract, and they used AI to make a statement. And the school fired him, and then they found out about it. You know, listen, Satan wants to destroy you. Satan wants to destroy our families. And listen to me. We don't need to do anything to help him.
That's right. Amen.
If you are rebelling and running from the free salvation that God provided through His only begotten Son, by His shed blood and His death and His burial and resurrection, you need to stop running. You need to fall at your knees and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Amen.
You do. If you're God's child and you're rebelling against His word and His will, just a little bit, that's all Satan needs. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. Do I believe that every Israelite, every person in Judah, do I believe that there were no good people in Judah? Yes, I believe there were some good people in Judah. But folks, he was judging the nation. And if God judges our nation, we're right here. And whatever happens, we're going to face it. Thank God to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Thank God that we have a home in heaven. But let me just tell you something, folks. God is judge and prosecutor. And the heavens and the earth are His witnesses. And we have nothing to say. Nothing to say. The question is, where are you today? Where are you today? If God has spoken to your heart today and there is an inkling of rebelliousness in your heart, you need to get it out. You need to get it out. Against God's word, His authority, His church, His ways. If you're here today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, to reject Jesus Christ is unpardonable sin. It's rebellion. And you need to trust Him today. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. No one looking around, you say, preacher, if I die today, I know for sure I go to heaven. Christ is my Savior. Heaven is my home. Would you slip your hand up? God bless you. You may put your hands down. You may put your hands down. You're here and you say, preacher, I don't know Christ, but I'd like to know. I need to know. Would you pray for me? Anybody here like that? Anybody? Anybody? I'm speaking to Christians, and I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but if there's any rebellion in your heart, mad at God, especially a mom or dad who little kids are watching, let's get back on the right track. Let's not be on the angry side of God. Now, Father, bless the invitation and work in our hearts. May we do business with you in Jesus' name. Let's stand with heads bowed and eyes closed, no one looking around. God spoke to your heart. You want to get along with Him. God's working in hearts. What about yours? What about yours, Mom? What about yours, Dad? Amen. You may be seated. Come on, Brother Tim.
Well, good morning, everyone. Let's continue to pray for all the folks that have had loved ones to go be with the Lord. Pray for God's strength and comfort on them and their families. Pray especially for Brother Peter Barnes as he gets goes down to back home to his brother Wayne's funeral.
I think he's here now.
Yes, and pray for traveling mercies for him. He's down there now. Just pray God will use him to be an encouragement to his family, and that God would comfort him as well. Pray for Sister Anita's sister, who's still in the nursing home, and just pray that God would, and Miss Anita asked prayer that God would make her comfortable there, and just lift her up in prayer, and pray for Brother Cornelius' friend Colby. How's he doing? Well, amen. We just keep praying for him. Did he have anything to say? Was he? Good. Amen. Amen. Well, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he just needs to get baptized and grow in the Lord. Amen. Disciple. Amen. Amen. Well, he's got eternal life insurance, right? Amen. Well, that was a blessing. And on that note, pray for all the folks that have gotten saved. I pray for Brother Elijah's friends that have trusted the Lord, that they've grown the Lord as well. And I was waiting this morning to see, because we had two consecutive Sundays where people got saved. I was waiting to hear somebody come forward. But Amen. It will. It'll happen. Pray for Brother and Ms. Keys. Pray for their health and pray for God to watch over them. Now that the weather gets a little better, maybe they'll be able to make it out. Pray for the Cadet family. Any updates on the Cadets?
Got a flood in their house, and I think they're staying in a motel, and I think he's out of town.
Oh wow!
I talked to him. I texted with him. So
okay, yeah. I just wondered. Hadn't heard anything in a while. Pray for Sister Hazel. She has a procedure tomorrow. Pray that so far is everything going well? Is she able to praise? Good boy. Yeah, that's great. That's good to hear. So pray for her and pray for Sister Mona. She's wrapping up at school, getting those evaluations written out and things, and taking care of her mom and for her health as well. Pray for Liz's former coworker, Lorraine. Is there any updates, anything else?
Remember I told you that we couldn't get in touch with the family, so someone called the hospital to find out a little bit of what's going on. They only told her that she was in the ICU.
Okay.
So we assumed the surgery had happened. So what happened was they started doing surgery on her, and one of the surgeons nicked some part of the heart.
Wow.
And she went into cardiac arrest. And so they brought her back. So she's in, it was true, she's in the ICU, but they have to wait and see if her heart is strong enough in a few weeks to try again. I wouldn't let that surgeon touch me again.
Right. Well, the thing is, what about the transplant? Is she getting transplants?
It's for the lungs. Transplant.
Yeah. So, I mean, are they going to be able to last that long and things?
Heart is strong.
Wow. Yeah, we need to lift her up in prayer. That's a shock. So be praying for Lorraine Rice, for God's healing on her. And pray for Brother Matthias' grandson that got saved. Pray for him to grow in the Lord. And pray for Ernie Fall. How's he doing?
He's very weak. He's home. He's very weak. He appreciates the prayer. He says, keep praying.
Amen. Amen.
Cindy Hall still has pneumonia. Even after all the medication she's been on, she still has it. So continue to pray for her. And Ms. Henderson, Emily's children's school.
Yes.
Over here in Bowie. Continue to pray for Ms. Henderson. And Wendy, you want to tell them about the lady that dropped dead, Wendy? I don't know the family.
I don't have the name, but one of the teachers was walking across campus and dropped dead past week. And I think she was Annie Richmond. She's 25 years old.
Oh, wow.
Her mother had lost her husband the night before.
Oh, wow.
Saw her in a 24-hour period.
Wow, that's tragic. Yeah. Well, we'd be praying for him. You don't know the name. Well, we're praying for that lady. That's a lady's family. That's terrible. Wow. Continue to pray for the Prasad family. They have that court date coming up for Brother Ian's murderer. Is going to go on trial, so be praying that.
Did you find the date for that?
I haven't found out, but yeah. So it might be Monday. It's probably Monday, May 6th. Yeah. So be praying for that. Pray for Sister Faye as she gets ready to retire, and that everything goes well there. And pray for her nephew Denzel, who has liver cancer and he is he's in hospice now, and they've given him 6 weeks to live. So be praying. Praying for him as well.
Safe.
I'm sorry?
That person safe?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know, yeah. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Pray for Brother Russ. Any updates on Brother Russ?
He's just lift him in prayer. He just needs to grow.
Tell him we miss him. We like to see him here in church. Amen. And pray for his mom's friend, Bill Stugnell, who has prostate cancer. Pray that God would heal him. And Brother Sam, how's your cousin doing?
He's home. Praying that he's renewed and he will not go back to his vices, smoking, drinking. This is about 3 weeks or two weeks or more.
Wow.
That he was not doing anything.
Right.
He has a lot of children. So.
Amen. Is he saved?
He's saved. He's,
he needs to get rid of the bad stuff and fill the good stuff, but bring God, bring Jesus in.
Not attending church, probably. That's
why. Does he live near here?
No.
He's back home, I see. I got you. Okay.
But, yeah, he recovered from that.
Okay. Well. We'll just pray that he can overcome the vices, as you said. Yeah. Amen. Pray for my wife's friend Elizabeth Souter in the Deaf Church, who has a tumor that she's adrenal gland, and she's trying to get that removed as soon as possible. And as Pastor said earlier, pray for upcoming outreach next Sunday. Let everything go well and pray that we don't have that many no soliciting. Amen. And there's something else, I can't remember what it was, but somebody will remind me. With that, are there any updates or additional requests?
Pray for my dad. He went to the hospital center today, this week, because his blood pressure was low.
Yes.
And
yes.
He's been struggling with that. But while he was down there, he caught a little bug. So he's trying to recuperate from that. And they cut his medicine in half, and so he's trying to deal with that. And pray for Pam's knee. She's really struggling with that.
Wow.
Got a doctor's appointment Tuesday.
You do? So they're going to take a look at it and see what... Off with the knee? They're going to give you, cortisone. Yep. Amen. We'll be praying. Yeah. We'll be praying that it goes well for Tuesday. Amen. Anybody else have anything? No? Yes, sir.
My dad is back in the hospital. He was buried in, and I improved best songs.
Your dad? Amen. Amen. We'll be praying for him. Lift him up in prayer. God would heal him. Did you have one?
My dad's traveling to Texas this week.
Okay. Travel mercies for your dad to Texas. Okay. All right.
Miss Anita, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Bethany, can
I have a cardiologist
Bethany came back, though. She's not sick. She's sick this time no more.
And then she said her head was hurting, though.
Yeah.
So be praying for her. Anybody else? No? Would you like to pray, brother, please?
Good, Lord, I can't come to you, Lord. Lord, I pray for the keys, Lord, that I haven't seen in a while. I pray that they show back up the church, Lord, and also Cornelius.
Amen.
Friend that came and got saved, Lord, praise the Lord for that, Lord.
Yes.
That make that first step, Lord, getting baptized, Lord, that actual second step, please, get baptized and start coming to church, Lord. And I'm praying for our court day for the Passage family, Lord. I'm praying for justice, Lord.
Amen.
The judges do the right thing, Lord, and the prosecutor and the members of the jury, Lord. And they just carried out justice, Lord, for the Passage family. And I pray that keep coming to church, Lord, and encourage you, get encouraged in the word, Lord, as the families are coming to church.
Yes.
Get us home safely and back here safe, Lord. And I pray for Sanita going for cardiology surgery. Look at the cardiologist once again, Lord, to make sure everything's just fine. And pray for Mrs. Creed going to get her knee looked after, Lord.
Amen.
Pray for that, pray for healing, Lord. And get us home safely and back here this evening, Lord. Just one day to pray. Amen.
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 Well, I invite you back tonight, and we'll be continuing our study and listening to God. And we're going to look at tonight, we're going to look at listening and obeying. Listening and obeying. And it's a very elementary study, but it's true, and it's something that we need. So I would encourage you to come back tonight, 6 o'clock, and enjoy that study together. And God is speaking to you. You just got to listen.
Amen.
And it's important that we do that. Let's have some ushers come. We're going to receive our church planters offering. Let's give. Continue. I want to keep continuing to have these each week. A lot of church planters out there. And we want to be a part and invest in the startup with these guys and to be a blessing as we can. So let's give as the Lord directs. Darian, pray for us.
Dear God, thank you for this day, Lord. Be with the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, hope to see you tonight. It's allergy season, right? And how many of you all have allergies, sniffles, and things? Yeah, and you got to find that one thing that works. And what's that?
Drink plenty of water.
Drink plenty of water. Amen. Amen. Well, let's stand to be dismissed in prayer. Good to see everybody. Continue to pray for me as I study for messages. I've been working on Isaiah for about 6 months. And so I couldn't get peace about starting until today.
Amen.
And so we're digging into it, and we want to pray for future messages that God would deliver to us what we need personally. Amen.
Amen.
And that would change us to be like Him. Well, let's close in prayer. Thank God for the day today. Good to see Brother Frank. Brother Frank, close for us.
Father God, we just